Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Hope you're having a great day today. I have been really busy on the homestead. We're getting lots of things ready, getting ready to hit back on the gospel road, full-time van dwelling, out preaching Christ crucified in America. Haven't made an audio teaching in a couple days. Want to get back to you, get right back in the saddle, preaching God's holy word, edifying you with the truth of His glorious word. Today I want to talk about Satan using God's word to trick souls into sin. Satan using God's word to trick souls into sin. Let's talk about this topic. Satan is using God's word and he's tricking men to fall into sin. That may not be a new concept to you, but I want to expand on it and show you how he's doing it today in the modern culture we live in. Many people would agree this happens, and they read in scripture and see it, and then few of them will admit that they have actually fallen prey to this when most people have. Whether they're in the culture, lost in unbelief, or in their churchianity or false religious systems, they've fallen prey to Satan's trickery. They also usually totally miss exactly how the enemy uses God's word in his great trickery and deception to destroy them. That's why he's a master deceiver. Knowledge to God's people is very important. The knowledge of his word and truth. Hosea 4:6 says, his people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. So if we don't have the knowledge of God, the truth of God's word, we could be destroyed. Amen. This is what we're talking about here. Now, most claimed Christians fall into this category in churchianity, is they keep a lot of sin, false ways, fleshly ways, cultural ways. They do it all in Jesus' name. And they use the word and twist it. They've been trained how to twist God's word to justify their sin and false ways to their demise. I'm telling you, Satan is behind this. We're going to see his handiwork. So let's start out with my first scripture verse, Genesis 3:1-6. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, and he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in that day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and also gave unto her husband with her, and he did eat. So here we go. We see Satan. He comes to Eve, first act of feminism, right? She comes out from under Adam's protection. Adam's at fault too. And he twists God's word, tricking her to sin against this holy God, using and blurring the Lord's truth. And you notice he uses her flesh because she thinks she wants wisdom. And the tree was nice to look at. He used twisting of God's word and her flesh to deceive her into sin. Remember that. Now, most everybody knows that Bible account if they know the scriptures. They've read the Bible. And yep, they blame Adam and Eve. They say, oh yeah, they fell victims to Satan. But I'm telling you that today, this same ploy and plot is going on via Satan. And most all people are guilty of this sin, going against God as well. Most of them that I meet are evangelicals, Roman Catholics, and Mormons, Jehovah's Witness, and you meet a few Buddhists and Islamists and things like that, but we're speaking mostly of churchianity, Christian churchianity here, so-called Christian. Satan's still up to his deceptive ways. I'm going to show you and prove to you he is. Now, the best deception that could ever be is what? The one where you have no clue you're even deceived and you think it's the truth, right? So deception is about not knowing you're in error. Wow, if you really think you're in the truth and he's deceived you, you are really, really deceived. Some people might be deceived and go, I'm not sure. Other people swallow it hook, line, and sinker, as an old fisherman would say, and they are victim of great deception. So let's talk about some facts that's going to help round this out. So first, we know that Jesus said, Satan is the father of lies. So we know deception and lies go hand in hand. John 8:44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in truth, because there is not truth in him, no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So see, Jesus tells us Satan's a liar and he's also a murderer. His lies destroy people and will cause their soul destruction because of sin, right? So it's the lies that he uses, but often, remember this, the best lie is one that looks really true. It's got truth in it, stacked all around it, but it's still got a lie right in its core. How deceptive, how wicked. Think about that. The mixing of truth of God's holy word, twisting it, and then lies to sneak in and destroy and deceive, kind of like a Trojan horse. Looks like a gift, you get it inside and opens it up, and it's the enemy that's there, has come to destroy you. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of a neighbor cooking you some cookies. Oh, how nice. They bring you cookies, and you eat them and get sicker than a dog and almost die, and the doctor says, those cookies were poisoned. And you go, I can't believe they mixed something good with something so wicked and evil. That's exactly what Satan is doing. I hope to prove that to you so you can be on guard against it. Now, before we all get too prideful and say, well, Satan will never come and trick me that way. Yeah, hold on. Satan tried to trick Jesus himself. He is a very, very worthy adversary. Matthew 4:3-10. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I love that verse, one of my favorites. Verse 5, then the devil taketh him up to the holy city, and setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands there shall bear thee up, lest any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up to an exceedingly high mountain, show him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things I will give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. And then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him shall thou serve. Notice what Satan did? He's quoting God's word, right? He's offering Jesus the fallen culture, because it's Satan's world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. And what does Jesus do? Stands firm in the word and uses it as his sword and slices Satan out from under his lies and his wickedness. If we all would do this, we would do well and we would not be deceived. But people believe false teachers, believe theologies, believe false religion, and they fall prey to Satan's destruction. So Satan came after and deceived the first humans, Adam and Eve. He came and tried to destroy Job. Remember that great account? He came against the disciples many, many times and the prophets. Yep, I just read to you. He even tried to deceive Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Master, Savior, Messiah. So you know he's going to come for you and I. Yeah, we are not greater than our Master. He came for Peter, Luke 22:31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. He wants to kind of test Peter there. And Paul, 2 Corinthians 12:7, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. So he came for Jesus, he came for the early humans, he came for the prophets, he came for the disciples. We know he will come for us if we are not weary. We must be wise as serpents, Jesus said. We must be the sheep of God. We're sent out among as wolves, as sheep among wolves to the slaughter. We must be careful. We must be weary. 1 Peter 5:8 says, he's a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. I grew up studying animals. I loved all about their facts about them. Let's ask two questions about Satan and we'll learn about animals here. So how does he easily devour? And how is he doing it today? Well, let's talk about that. The answers are very clear if you just study and ponder this. He's a roaring lion. Do you know what lions do when they hunt? They seek that which is weak. Mm-hmm. They find a herd, they chase them, they pick out the weak animal, they focus on it, they take it down, they devour it. They don't get the strongest animal, they get the weakest animal. Now that's something to consider. How are we as believers made weak or strong? I would say it's by how we know the Word, how we're walking in the Word, how we're drawing close to God, He's drawing close to us. We're staying strong in all truth. We're strong, we're not weak. But if you're a claimed believer and you're not studying, you're not walking in the Word, you're living in sin, you're not bold in your proclamation of your testimony and what God's doing in you, you're not repenting and leaving all sin, you're weak. You're ready to be picked off by Satan. So we have to do the same. We have to be strong or we will be weak and picked off and devoured. That's why I teach everybody I come across, study, study, study. Become a Berean in the Holy Word of God. Be strong and you will not be deceived. Jesus commanded in Matthew 24, do not be deceived. If you're deceived, that is sin. Consider that. You're not a victim. Well, you are a victim of being deceived, but you're not a blameless victim. Mm-hmm. You are guilty because we have the Word and we have the Spirit. And in John 14, we're told the Spirit comes to teach us all truth. Yes, we can have all truth. And we know in Ephesians 5:9, one of the gifts or fruits of the Spirit is truth. So if you have truth, you won't be weak. You won't fall victim to this wicked enemy, Satan. And Ephesians 6 says truth is part of our armor. Ephesians 6:14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. So truth brings us to righteousness. That's part of our armor. If you don't have truth on, you're missing your armor. You're weak. You're going to get picked off. Amen? I hope you see that. So next, let's talk about how he's doing this trickery today. It's actually the topic of my post. He still is twisting and using God's word, but he's doing it more subtly through all the false religious systems and churchianity. Paul, Apostle Paul, warns us and tells us clearly what he'll be doing. 2 Corinthians 11, 13 through 14. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Talk about deception, right? We hear all these stories of people seeing angels, meeting Jesus, having these great revelation experiences. This is all a work of Satan. Next verse. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work. Sister Debbie and I talked about this not long ago, and it really hit us, and we're like, wow, these false teachers could actually be workers and disciples of Satan, deceiving people. Whether they know it or not, many of them may actually know that they are workers of Satan. Consider that. These men behind the pew, the pulpit, and these men behind these religious cults and people like the Pope, have you ever considered they may be working for the enemy and not just deceived? That's something to be considered. So I offer up to you that today's culture is Satan's culture. We talk about two kingdoms. You're in the kingdom of God through born again by the gospel in Jesus, or you're part of this fallen culture. 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan is the god of this world, and he uses the culture, false religion, and churchianity systems to still twist, trick, and deceive men's souls to hell. Just as Solomon said way back in the book of Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun, right? Satan's using the same tactics today to deceive people a little bit differently, but he's still using the same tactics. He's a master deceiver. He's made up the false culture. He's made up false religion. He's made up false denominations. He's tricking people to keep doing their sin. I want to give you some examples of that. It's kind of the whole main crux of my article here. How about this? Easy believe gospels. Raise your hand, say a prayer, get baptized, go to church. You're going to heaven because you just believe in Jesus. And they say, many people here in this building will all be in heaven. When Jesus says in Matthew 7, few are going to find the way. And it takes much more than just belief. Go look at the gospel link on our website. Go look around the teaching blog. lots of articles at don'tperish.com to help you see that it takes a lot more than church attendance, raising your hand in baptism to make it into the kingdom of God. It's all about Christ and his shed blood than how we react to it. How about this one? Modern pastors telling people, well, you can still sin. Nothing's going to separate you from God's love. And they pull verses out like John 10 that say he won't lose anyone, Jesus, as their sheep. He will not lose anyone. They twist scripture into keep you believing that you can live in sin and be ongoing and Jesus won't lose you and you're just fine. He cleanses you and forgives you. No, not one scripture teaches this. In fact, scriptures warn you live in sin. There's no sacrifice. If you turn from God and go back to sin, there you're just trampling his blood. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Many, many, many scriptures. Go look up the articles on Once Saved, Always Saved, and that exposes that lie on my teaching blog. How about this one? Churchianity always says, come dressed as you are. It doesn't matter. God doesn't care how you dress. And they'll quote 1 Timothy 2 and say, well, just be modest. But Satan and his workers don't tell you that the word modest apparel means neat and orderly robes. Women should be wearing unadorned robes, and men should be wearing a tunic-like garment, going back to Genesis 3:21. They don't teach you that stuff. They tell you it doesn't matter. It's just a matter of your heart. Yet the Bible teaches us over and over, we're going to be judged by our works that come from our heart. Our words come from our heart. Our actions come from our heart. How do you have good words and good actions and good dress and good everything? A transformed heart because of the gospel. Amen? It all starts there. How about the mainstream church system say it's okay to add on holidays like Easter and Good Friday and Christmas, and God's okay with that. He sees our intent, and it's okay if they're not really true. Well, they make Jesus a liar, because in Mark 7, he said, you worship me in vain, keeping your false man-made traditions. You see how Satan is using God's word still through his workers, through his false religious systems. Like Islam, they'll say, oh, we believe in the same God of the Bible, and they pull these truths out. Oh, our women head cover. All this massive deception, but it doesn't line up to salvation. Consider that. Very, very important. How about things like faith alone and grace alone? I'm saved by faith alone and grace alone. When not one Bible verse says that, that's a lie. We're saved by grace through faith, but it's not alone. It has many things to it. Check out the gospel. How about once saved, always saved? We mentioned that. Just believe in Jesus and you can't lose your salvation. That's absolute lie. Jesus said, deny me before men and I'll deny you. That shoots that down right there. How about this one? I hear this all the time. God bless America because it's a Christian nation, when really America is a pagan nation, idolatrous nation that lives like Sodom. But Satan has people believing they're blessed because they live in America as it's his chosen country, and it is not his chosen nation. Only one nation was ever the apple of God's eye. That was Israel. It is not America. How about this common one? God is all about love. It's unconditional love. You don't really need to obey. You're going to sin a lot. And Bible teachers ignore wrath and hell and warnings to tickle ears when 1 Thessalonians 1 warns of coming fire and judgment if you don't obey God and the gospel. Very, very deceptive, is it not? You see Satan mingling God's word with truth and lies through his workers to still deceive. He's not doing it as openly anymore, but he doesn't need to. He's got all these false religions and 40,000 denominations to do his bidding for him. He's had a long time to work on this, hasn't he? He has. Here's a real popular one. Fight for the culture. We got to moralize. We got to make the culture better. We got to hold on to our freedoms. We got to make Disney produce godly things. And we got to stop music that's has swear words in it because our children are hearing it. We got to get involved in politics and make the culture better, make the world better, as they ignore the gospel to eternal life and they try to save the country for their freedoms and their own idolatrous way of life. No, Jesus and Paul weren't about saving the Roman culture. They weren't even about saving the Israelite culture. They were concerned about preaching the gospel and people entering into the kingdom of God. Paul says no soldier gets entangled in the affairs of the world when he's seeking the one who's called him. Don't get involved in politics and all these things. This is another trap and ploy of Satan. Politics and patriotism is just idolatry. Amen. So all of these things that Satan has come up with, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, all those false religions, and then in so-called Christianity, Calvinism, Hebrew Roots Movement, Jehovah Witnesses, Mormons, Roman Catholics, and Evangelicals, that's the broad base of them. They're all part of his satanic deception of twisting God's word, coming up with different Bible translations, coming up with thousands of denominations, twisting the word of God, confusing you so that you believe it doesn't really matter as long as I just believe in Jesus, when the Bible is clear. Doctrine matters, and doctrine is part of our fruit that we have salvation. Go read 1 Timothy 4:16. Here's one last sad example for you. Just today, I talked to a Baptist man. I sold some things to him, and I witnessed to him. We had a good talk. And he told me that some sins aren't needed to be under the blood of Christ because it doesn't matter if we do them or not. And I was floored when I heard that. And I said, what scripture verse tells us that it doesn't matter if we keep these sins, we're still going to heaven? He didn't have one scripture verse. He said, I got to think about that. I said, it's not found in God's word. I've never found it. After years and years, you're not going to find it. He was kind of floored. You know what? Some wicked, false hireling Baptist pastor, a worker of Satan, has taught him that he can stay in some of his sins, whether it's gluttony, unbiblical dress, false association, pagan holidays, being worldly, whatever. Somebody taught him that he can keep those sins and he doesn't have to strive for holiness and perfection. Yet our Savior said in Matthew 5:48, be ye perfect, that means fully mature. And the book of Hebrews says, without holiness, chapter 12, no one will see God. So I think you see my point. I've proven it here. God's holy word shows us clearly how Satan in the past, the enemy, was active right in people's face using trickery, twisting the word of God to deceive souls, damning them. He did it boldly, and we see it all over scripture, like with Judas, John 13:27. And after the sop, Satan entered into Judas, into him, and then Jesus said unto him, that thou doest, do quickly. Satan, right there on the job, ready to destroy souls and do his wicked work. But we must be wise, because he's even more hidden today. You know, the culture has made Satan out to be a red guy with a pitchfork, and he's in Hollywood movies, and everybody laughs, and very few people even believe he exists. Is that not the epitome of deception? You're a wicked, wicked enemy of God's people, and the culture that you devised has convinced people you're just made up, you don't exist, as he's working behind the scenes to destroy you. That is darkness and deception at its greatest. He has over 40,000 flavors of denominations, churchianity, like I said, many false religions. They deceive people using God's word and twisting it. He has these false teachers by the millions on the TV, internet, radio, on corners, in religious buildings, doing his bidding, deceiving people, twisting and corrupting the word of God. My prayer, if you hear this teaching, is you'll ponder, have you fallen victim, and you're still responsible, because do not be deceived, right, per Jesus. Have you fallen victim of his trickery by claiming to be of God, like that Baptist man, claiming you love God, kind of basing on scripture, but it's not based at all when somebody asks you, so you're wrong and walking around in falsehoods. All the while, you're keeping sin and worldliness, compromise, and false ways, claiming to love God and follow him. You see how Satan has you deceived? That's his job. He is that roaring lion. And if you don't know God's word, you're weak, and he's going to pick you off and devour you. So what this really comes down to as we finish this out, who's really born of God? By the gospel, check it out at don'tperish.com. What's the fruit that you're bearing? Think about that. Because if you're born of God by the gospel, not just a churchianity person, the Bible says you are free because of the truth. John 8:32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Satan can't touch you when you're free in the truth of God. He gets you in lies, error, guilt, deception, sin, compromise, worldliness, corruption. But when you're free in the truth, you're free indeed. And we know that Satan's the father of these lies. Jesus told us so. He's using his trickery, twisting God's word, saying, did God really say that? It says this, but look at that. It really means this. Modern pastors doing his bidding. He's got seminaries. He's training them up into things that, remember, Eve, her flesh, she liked her flesh. Satan tried to tease Jesus with his flesh. I'll give you all these kingdoms. He's using people's flesh, telling them you can keep your sin and your worldliness and still go to heaven. He hasn't changed his tactics. He's just not as open about it himself. He has his workers doing it. So I hope this has been a blessing to you. You must repent. If you're part of his deception, you must come out of all of it, the culture, churchianity, false religion, and come out of Babylon, come out of false ways. And 2 Corinthians 6 says, then God will receive you. But if you stay in it, he will not receive you at all. If you stay in lies, go read Revelation 22, lies will keep you out of the kingdom of God. Just one. Go read it. Revelation 22, 14, 15. One lie killed a couple in Acts 5. Lies, sin, error, falsehood, heresy will keep you out of the kingdom of God. It's Satan's job to deceive you. And he's using, twisting the word of God. He's teasing your flesh. He's using churchianity and false fellowship and feel-good music and coffee and cookies and programs and books and children's clubs to deceive you into thinking you're following the truth, even though it doesn't match up to God's word and you haven't studied enough to tell the difference. You'll be destroyed. You'll be weak. You'll be picked off by this enemy as he uses God's word to twist you into a pretzel, spiritual pretzel, and looks to destroy your soul. No, if you claim Christ, you must be walking in the truth and the light. 1 John tells us that if we don't, we lie and we have not the truth. And we at don'tperish.com are all about helping you in the things of God. That's what we do. Getting ready to hit the gospel road full time once again, not looking back. Preaching Christ crucified, teaching, making disciples, sisters blogs, audios, videos, street preaching videos, stories from the road and van life, encouraging you to live a simple, frugal life. Send your resources to the kingdom of God. Don't hold on to them here. They're going to perish. They're going to burn like Satan and his minions and everything else in this culture. No, work for the kingdom of God. Jesus said, store up your treasure in heaven where it will not be corrupted. Don't live for the corruptible. Don't live for Satan's false ways. Don't fall for it. Don't be deceived by his trickery. Study to be a Berean. Test all things to Scripture. You let me know how I can help you in the faith. We love you. We're here for you as you seek the kingdom of God. If it's your desire in holiness and obedience, we are right with you. Hey, till next time, I got to go. I got a bunch of stuff to get done. I got saints to edify. I got the gospel to preach. I got my resources focused on the kingdom of God. Let me know how I can help you in that. Till next time, may God be praised.